Today on the Travel Guys.
There's a Woody gathering in Oceanside next month. That's right, a Woody gathering, and we've got all the details.
What happens, folks, when the auto air flight attendant tells you that you're going to crash into the ocean now?
Road reporter Clayton Whitehead joins us with a special guest from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
No comment about the crashing into the ocean thing?
No, not a single thing.
How about a comment about we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Willie Nelson in a
Willie Nelson
yes.
tickets
yes.
for free on
yes.
this radio program today?
Yes.
All that, the travel news and more coming up on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Get your kicks, I want a Route 66. Let it roll!
Welcome everyone, it's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK every other week, 12 to 1 o'clock. I'm Tom Romano, and of course with me, from Sports Leisure Vacation, Mark Hoffman.
Good afternoon, Mr. Romano.
And how was your last 2 weeks since I saw you last?
It's been very good. I have been almost nowhere besides in my office in Sacramento. We are in what is known as crunch time. Every business, I'm sure everybody out there who is fortunate enough to have employment at this moment in time, has in their business, there is some point in time where everything just falls down on top of you, and you have to work your butt off for a few weeks, and that's the period of time that we are in right now.
Yeah, Sports Leisure Vacation / Travel for years, every year has put together a brand new travel catalog and has a big event to lay it out to the list to the travelers all about the tours that they'll be taking and so forth, and that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And Mark and I used to have a heck of a time. A lot of fun creating commercials for the tour catalog every year.
As long as 20, 25?
Oh, yeah. My favorite ones was where I was actually put in charge of making the catalog, and I had a glue stick and a pair of scissors and a travel magazine.
Those were the days. Shall we get to the travel news
here? It's travel news time with Mark Hoffman on News Talk 1530 KFBK. What's new?
Philippine Airlines Flight Stewards Union said would take no further part in government negotiations and would soon hold a vote to decide when to stop work. They're demanding a pay increase. Get this. Cabin crews want the airline to improve salaries, which start at $240 a month, a tenth of the starting pay at rival Asian carriers. The union is also demanding the compulsory retirement age of 40 be lifted. The airline lost 25 pilots last month who just walked off the job to go to airlines paying higher salaries. American and JetBlue are negotiating a code share agreement. They recently announced plans for customers to earn frequent flyer miles on either airline on connecting flights and hope to be selling tickets on each other's flights by the first quarter of next year. Mechanics at American voted nearly 2-1 to reject a contract offer from the airline and joined other unions in taking actions, including calling for a strike against American Airlines.
That was easy for somebody to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Not you.
Some travel restrictions to Cuba from the United States will be lifted. We've been talking about this in recent months. But the trade embargo and the ban on U.S. tourism will remain. It'll be easier for specific groups to visit the island as part of academic, cultural, or religious exchanges. It's expected the Treasury Department will issue more licenses for exceptions to the ban. Officials are working to complete the regulations before Congress returns from summer recess. In the Grab Your Ankles Department...
What does that mean?
U.S. AirTran Airways is increasing its first check bag fee to $20. The airline says it's raising the fee because fuel costs have been increasing. It's important to note that the price of a barrel of oil has dropped $10 over the last few weeks, so I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. AirTran and Delta compete directly in Atlanta. AirTran does not serve Sacramento. Also in that same department, American has found yet another way to goose its customers. This time it's for upfront seats, effective immediately, the now-named Express Seats. will cost an additional $19 for shorter flights, $29 for medium flights, etc. The fee covers the first few rows in coach, including the bulkhead. Yes, Mr. Romano.
The express seats, is that because you can get to them quicker and you can get out of them quicker?
Yes, I guess
express
that's
seats.
The...
Or do you have to take them with you?
Grab a beer and down the slide. You're the first ones there. Passengers will still be able to pre-reserve other seats in coach at no extra charge. Same department, BA, as you referred to earlier, BA passengers briefly thought they were doing an emergency water landing. British Airways apologized on Friday after a crew member mistakenly played an emergency warning message to Hong Kong-bound passengers that the plane they were on was about to plunge into the ocean.
You know, I heard that there was a mad dash to the restrooms, and that in compensation for being inconvenienced, free underwear.
Cabin crew on the Boeing 747 quickly reassured passengers that the message was a mistake and there was no emergency. What do you suppose, which U.S. airline, let's see if we can recover from this.
Okay.
Which U.S. airline, which U.S. destinations have the worst travel taxes?
Wow, I don't know.
Well,
I would go with cities that, you know, have high population.
Okay, well, okay. Here's the highest total taxes on travelers: Chicago, New York, Boston, Seattle, Minneapolis. Nothing really surprising there. Wouldn't have surprised me if San Francisco had been in the top five. Least tax burden on travelers: Fort Lauderdale, Fort Myers, Portland, Detroit, and Honolulu. How interesting. An expensive destination.
Now, these are the taxes like for landing tax and...
Yeah, and things that you have to pay in order to get into that city. Airport fees and rental car taxes to help build a stadium, things like that. Do you know what the cities, U.S. cities are with the lowest discriminatory travel tax in the city itself? And this is kind of an interesting list only because all five of these cities are in California, Orange County, Airport, they're referring to, mm-hmm. San Jose, Burbank, San Diego, and Ontario. So for a state that's in the hole, I think I just found a revenue source. And that is your travel news.
Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. Join us in 2 weeks for more travel news. I'm sure more exciting things will happen between then and now.
All right. Coming up next, we have we're going to talk to John Daly about all that Woody thing we were talking about early on. And hopefully road reporter Clayton Whitehead will be joining us in the studio. I am Mark Hoffman. He is Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome to How to Pick a Plumber. We're here with Candace and Mark Bonney from Body Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We have our first caller.
My sink is clogged, but I can't wait all day for a plumber.
At Body Plumbing, Heating, and Air, we won't make you wait around all day. We'll call you up to 45 minutes before we arrive, so you know when to be there. We respect your time. That's the Bonney difference.
Great! Next caller.
My husband, Ralph, just tried fixing our toilet. Now it's leaking. How much is this going to cost to fix?
Ralph or the toilet? Oops, sorry. At Bonney, we always show you the cost before we start the job.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you, Candace and Mark Bonney. For answers to your plumbing questions, call Bonney Plumbing Heating and Air today or visit our website at howtopickaplumber.com.
Call 444-0551.
License number 696355.
It's the final weekend for Bonhausen's huge buyback event at all three Mercedes-Benz dealerships. And we'll buy your car no matter what you drive. Toyota, Honda, BMW, Lexus. Bring it in this weekend for a VIP professional appraisal. Then allow the dealership to buy back your vehicle for the appraised value or trade in your vehicle for the appraised value or walk away. Plus, the first 50 VIPs to attend receive a Mercedes luxury gift bag. I'm Kelly Brothers. Come in this weekend for Bonhausen's buyback event in Sacramento, El Dorado Hills, and Rockland.
We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and it's time to go south to, well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and go down the 101. Is that where we are?
Absolutely. But we made reference earlier in the show. We teased the fact that we were going to talk about Woody's, and immediately I saw your mind headed towards the gutter. This is legit. Joining us on the phone is the owner of the 101 Cafe, the historic 101 and Cafe in Oceanside, California, our good buddy John Daly. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, good afternoon, you guys.
Hey, John. Still serving breakfast?
Breakfast all day till midnight.
Yeah, some hash browns and, you know.
Easy. Chicken fried steak, you get it all.
Chicken fried, yeah, some biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have one of those chicken fried steaks that doesn't go in the deep fat fryer?
Oh, sure, sure. We don't cook that one.
Oh.
Oh, we have a lot of healthy food on the menu, but that just doesn't happen to be one of them.
John, we know that you have a special, you were involved in a very special event involving old automobiles.
Yeah, we've done the Beach and 101 cruise for a number of years down the coast here in Oceanside to La Jolla in San Diego area. Did it for 4 years. In those 4 years, we probably had about 25,000 cars cruise in total. It was a great event, but unfortunately, like a lot of these car events, they don't go forever, and we're looking for someone to pick it up. So hopefully it'll get picked up again this year, but there's plenty of things to see down here. You mentioned Woody's. The Wavecrest Woody Show is here in Southern California in the San Diego County area, so it's over 300 Woodies at one time. It's pretty fun.
And when does that take place?
That's in September. I think it's September 15th, I think. 14th or 15th. It's a great show.
Wow. So all of these cars. Now for our younger listeners, we probably should, maybe, John, you could explain briefly what a Woody is.
Yeah, Woody was a car that they started building as early as the teens, and it was like a service car that would take people from stations, you know, train stations, to their hotels or their homes, and later on they became used in hotels to do the same kind of activity. And they were pretty much discarded, and all the people using them in the 40s and 50s and late, the 50s were mostly surfers because they were old junk cars because nobody wanted to maintain the wood on them. They've converted themselves to these old junk cars now to where these guys cost as much as $100,000 a piece.
And you have one yourself, I believe.
Oh, no. I have a Woody bicycle.
Oh. A what?
A three-wheel Woody bicycle. Pretty customized, but no, I don't own one of those $100,000 Woodies.
But a three-wheel Woody bicycle, that kind of seems like something, John, knowing you and the cafe and everything, it just seems kind of to fit your personality.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a bike guy. I like to ride bicycles, so this is something I did, and took a number of years to finally get it together. We had it in a parade this year for the 4th of July.
John, what's for lunch at the 101 Cafe in Oceanside today?
Oh, it's always good stuff. A lot of sandwiches. You know, one of our favorite sandwiches is a turkey club. We make our own turkey. We cook our own turkey in the restaurant. We don't have any of that loaf stuff that most restaurants have. So we do a lot of fresh cooking. In fact, all of our meats are cooked freshly at the restaurant.
Yeah, he cooks a fresh turkey every day, Tom.
Unbelievable.
Like if you want a turkey sandwich, it's the place to go. And then, of course, you know, you could die in a milkshake afterwards.
Oh, sounds great, John.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for the update.
Hey, look forward to you guys from up north. Come down to see us.
All right, you bet,
John.
We'll
come down there and do a radio show from your place.
That'd be great.
As long as you serve me breakfast.
John Daly from the 101 Cafe. And the man who heads up the Woody gang down in Southern California.
In charge of the Woody.
All right. We are going from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean real quickly now. Joining us in studio is road reporter Clayton Whitehead. He has a special guest with him today, and I'll let him introduce her. Good afternoon, Clayton.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here. So, yeah, I'm ready to shift this over to the right coast, as I like to call it, the Atlantic coast. And I bet we've got some good stuff to eat there, too. And I know the 101 Cafe is pretty cool, but there's nothing like Atlantic oysters and shrimp, let me tell you. I got my good friend Teresa Krieg from the Carolina Opry in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which is so close to home I can almost smell her from my house.
Teresa.
Did he say Opry?
He said Opry, yeah. Absolutely. Teresa, you're from Myrtle Beach, which, while I know you're in the entertainment business, Myrtle Beach is absolutely one of the best, perhaps not known to everybody on the West Coast, golf destinations in the country.
We have over 100 courses. Every day.
Wow.
11 months out of the year.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Golf and Grape, Ed should know about this. He's on right after us. What are you doing, Romana? What, it's a tee?
Golf tee. Just came right out of my pocket. She started talking golf. I'm ready.
Because
I'm following you home.
That's a great thing. We'd love to have you.
Don't you have a golf appointment this afternoon at 2 o'clock?
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. You have to leave now in order to get there. So, Teresa, tell us a little bit about what goes on in Myrtle Beach at this time of the year.
Well, it's a beautiful time. You know, Myrtle Beach is a wonderful place, great destination, 60 miles of ocean from the Little River area, which is right on the coast of North Carolina, all the way down to Georgetown, which was the rice planting capital of the world at the 1700s. So lots of going on, beautiful beaches, and besides the golf, lots of entertainment. It's definitely a resort town, very family-oriented.
Now, you're involved in something that many of our groups have been a part of over the years called the Carolina Opry.
It is.
Which always gets very great reviews, and it's an entertainment-style program. Tell folks a little bit about that.
Well, we actually started, we're in our 25th season, so we started 25 years ago, and it's hosted in a 2,200-seat theater And it's a music variety show, very family-oriented, dance, comedy, and music. So, just
and it's a great show, Mr. Mark. I've been taking our groups from Sacramento there for, gosh, 17 years now,
and
it's always very well received.
It's not the only show of its type in Myrtle Beach, right?
That's correct. There are seven life theaters in Myrtle Beach.
So a family that was going there, dad could go golfing during the day and then drag the kids to the show at night while mom went out.
Absolutely.
Notice I didn't say that the reverse way because it would get me in trouble.
It would.
And Myrtle Beach is a very affordable destination.
It is.
Probably should mention. Tickets to your show run, for example.
Around $45.
Yeah, so less way less than the cost of a Broadway show even in like Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Or something
like
and this
production.
Is a show with multiple entertainers, dancers, singers, comedians, and a full orchestra backing them up. So it's not just two or three people on stage. It's a great show.
All live.
Where do you get all that talent?
We've been very fortunate. There's a lot of talented people out there, and most of those people want to be on the stage. So we hold open auditions. We allow people to send resumes and all kinds of. It's been a very easy thing for us to do.
Do you get singers and dancers from all parts of the country?
We do. We do. And some of them have been on Broadway that now want to have a family, want to live in Myrtle Beach and settle down. Some of them have been those children that started on the stage when they were young.
I think some have funneled through Nashville as well, isn't
it,
right?
Absolutely. We have some Nashville people also.
Our guest this afternoon on the Travel Guys is Teresa Krieg. Teresa's with the Carolina Opry in the beautiful city of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And she's with us today. Teresa's in town because there is a convention in town of folks like yourself from destinations and who have travel-related things to sell to travelers.
That's correct.
We have a bunch. You are gathered in town. Why don't you explain a little bit?
It's the Student Youth Travel Association, which is an association of those that sell student travel. So if you're taking students somewhere, whether it be a performance or on an educational trip, historical trip, senior trips.
And we've got a guest later on in the program, Tom, who's going to talk a little bit more about that. But Sacramento is surprisingly a big student travel destination, and so we can yak more about that a little bit later on. How's the summer season going in Myrtle Beach?
The summer has been incredibly good in Myrtle Beach. It's been hot, which is always good for a beach destination. And so it's been a remarkably
good
summer.
Now, I'm curious if you're on the other side from the Gulf Coast, so to speak.
Correct.
If you'll excuse that West Coast description, has the Gulf Coast situation perhaps had a positive impact on the Atlantic
It has. And we've had a very interesting summer because many of the people that are coming to Myrtle Beach this summer have never been to our area. They're Gulf Coast people. So we're encouraging them to come this year and go back home to their beaches the next year.
Mark, I think you know that Savannah is my hometown, and I spent a good bit of time there this past summer. And Savannah was saying the same thing. So many people who had never vacationed there before or who had not vacationed for a long time are coming back to the area to check it out after being afraid to go to the Gulf Coast.
Well, and of course, as we talked, Tom, earlier in the summer, as this was all developing, was that people who were going to make a beach vacation for the summer were probably not going to call off their vacation. They were just going to alter their plans. And as I expected, that would have more of a regional impact than it would on people from the Gulf Coast region coming all the way to California, when indeed they could turn their automobile around or get on a Southwest airplane or something like that and in an hour or two be at a regional destination that would allow them those same amenities. And Myrtle Beach, as we mentioned before, being such an affordable destination, maybe the golfers might not necessarily agree with me, but from a standpoint of food and entertainment and stuff, it is a very economical place to stay.
It is.
So has your year this year for travel to Myrtle Beach up over last year's?
It is. And we're experiencing a great influx this year. So it's been a great, great opportunity.
And Southwest Airlines, I have to give a good nod to our friends there. They are about to break into South Carolina. So the southeastern seaboard is going to be easier to get to than ever. They're coming to, is it Columbia?
They're coming to Charleston. And Greenville.
Oh,
awesome.
Cool, cool. Teresa, thank you so much for coming by today. Enjoy your stay in Sacramento. We don't always have weather like this in August, I have to confess to you. Teresa Krieg, our guest from the Carolina Opry. We are going to be back. We've got some tickets to Willie Nelson, and we are going to give them away in the very next segment.
And in the next segment, we'll be talking about Tour Preview Day with Sports Leisure Vacation and Mark Hoffman. All that on the Travel Guys.
Your world, your news, your station. News Talk 1530.
The Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Hey, I'm Tom Romano.
I got a question. Wait. Earlier you were talking about those Willie Nelson tickets.
Yeah.
Am I not eligible to win those? I mean, I'm not an employee of KFBK or staff management.
I don't know.
I guess maybe I would be an advertiser, though.
You probably couldn't answer the question. So
yeah.
There's no chance you're going to win.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, when is that question going to come up, do you think? I mean,
that's going to be
a
right
after. A lot of
people
might be out there waiting to win the Willie Nelson tickets. The heck with the travel program.
Okay. All right. So destination listening, that's what it's all about. And so at about 10 minutes from now.
Okay.
And right after the quarter break, we're going
to
do the.
So if you tune over to listen to the Giants warm up, make sure you're back in 10 minutes to get the Willie Nelson tickets. Otherwise, you're out of luck.
All right. By the way, today's show, besides the goofiness of Mark, it's just he's been in town too long is the problem. Most people get that way when they've been on the road too long.
Feet on the ground for a week, yeah.
Anyway, on my right, Clayton Whitehead from Sports Leisure Vacations, also going to be part of our discussion here about travel. I got to get this right here. It's a tour preview day. Because I'll tell you why you got to get it right, because right now I have a camera rolling here in the studio because we're going to have a little video clip. So I want to say right now, so those of you listening, this is going to sound a little weird. I'm going to say hi to all of those at Tour Preview Day, all right, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacation. We are right in the middle of a broadcast here of the Travel Guys radio show, and you get to see behind the scenes. Now, Mark is sitting where Kitty O'Neill sits. And Amy Lewis in the morning sits. So there you go.
This is kind of the premier anchor spot.
Harris, our board op extraordinaire.
Absolutely.
All right. The blank spot there is where the news guy goes and Ed Crane goes.
The often lovely Jim Naylor. Who was just here a few minutes ago.
And this is where the magic of the Travel Guys radio begins and unfortunately also ends.
I bet this is really exciting for people on the radio right now.
There you go. And now for those of you that are on listening on the radio, let's talk about Tour Preview Day. I understand you've had this a couple of times over the years, guys.
Yeah, this is our 32nd annual.
Yeah,
wow.
This will be 32 years that Sports Leisure Vacations has been hanging around. We take over the Marriott Hotel for an entire day. And about we have three programs, so a morning session, early afternoon session, and a late afternoon session. And at this point, since our existing travelers have already had an opportunity to be a part of this activity. The first two programs are already sold out, and there is limited seating for the third program. If you'd like to come to Tour Preview Day, go to travelguysradio.com, and there's some information about it.
And that's on Saturday, September the 11th.
The 11th, yes.
And here again, for those that are watching the video, this has already happened, and what you're watching now is happening right now.
Now you've really confused the listening audience.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Anyway, Tour Preview Day is about telling folks about what Sports Leisure Vacations is going to do. And I guess since we are the ones that run this program, it wouldn't be too much out of line to tell folks about that. We are a group travel company. We're a tour operator, and we've been in business in Sacramento for 32 years.
Since 1979.
How do you choose your destinations?
How do we choose them? Well, we ask. Our company is really customer driven. About 85% of the travelers on any given trip would be people who have traveled with us before. So, and most of our travelers are mature travelers, especially on the longer trips. We get into short day trips to San Francisco for theater and baseball and stuff like that. We get a more wide variety of ages and demographics, and a lot of times you get father and son or grandfather, grandchild, or, you know, to the New York theater trips, we get that. But I think a lot of our destiny, wouldn't you say, Clayton, are based on customer requests?
Absolutely. But also, Mark, I think it's safe to say that our company is also extremely staff-driven. For example, I'm from the great 13th Original Colony.
Oh, God, here we go.
Go Dogs, Georgia. And I brought with me the experience of doing, I've been doing tours in the American South for 12 years before coming to Sacramento. So now I oversee all of our programs in the Carolinas, Georgia, Florida, up and down the Mississippi River. I've got a great trip, in fact, up the Great River Road next year through Louisiana and Mississippi and Tennessee. So it's a combination of what our customers are looking for and what they ask for and what they want. We pride ourselves on making travel dreams come true. But it's also our extraordinarily experienced and well-traveled staff bringing their expertise to the table to create vacation packages that will
I'm glad he said that, and I didn't have to. But the truth of the matter is, it sounds a little bit like we're boasting, but the staff, the people that work for us at, with us at Sports Leisure Vacations, we have an awful lot of experience, people who have been doing this for a long time. And so when folks go out on the road and they travel with us, they have a level of confidence that if something happens, we miss a plane connection or there's some, you know, natural disaster or emergency or something like that, there's somebody traveling with them who's going to have a leg up on the situation in terms of getting them where they need to get.
Well, you know, it would have to be that for people that have been there a long time, because it's not an easy job to travel all over the country and basically, you know, be responsible for groups of people on the road. They must really love what they do.
Well, absolutely. You have to be. People often ask me what makes a good tour director on the road. Someone who's a good decision maker. Someone who has a bit of an ego. They have to believe that the decisions that they're making are correct, and they have to be willing to make them when the time comes. So it's kind of you have to be able to think on your feet, and you have to be somebody who can create fun for people and who can keep your cool when others around you are not, and who can, it's kind of like a little bit like being a baseball umpire. I think you have to anticipate what might happen next, even though it's very unlikely that will happen. But you have to be thinking about the weather and the traffic and things that you can't control and trying to massage them into an itinerary for people that will help them help make their dreams come true.
Those that have listened to the Travel Guys radio show have had an opportunity to kind of, you know, get a glimpse and see behind the scenes as to what goes on with Sports Leisure Vacation on based on the conversations with the different people we've had as guests. And, you know, we've been on the road, the Lincoln Highway. We've talked about Route 66. We've been to up to Oregon and other destinations this year. And if we're revealing something that's being saved till the 11th, then forgive me. Is what new destinations are we going to be rolling out? Can we talk about it?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about them. Because these are things our folks will find out about in 2 weeks. Big Bend National Park down in Texas is something we've only done once in 30 years, and we are going back there next year. Scott Angeletti is going to take a group of folks there. Key West is become an incredibly popular destination, off-season destination for us. I take that group every January, and this year's trip is almost full, so we've started selling the following year's trip. And we've got a wonderful specialized trip to Hawaii. Clayton does a trip to the Carolina Coast every year.
I have to mention Colorful Carolina Coast. It's my signature tour. It goes from Norfolk, Virginia to Jacksonville, Florida, drives the Outer Banks, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, Savannah, Jekyll Island, Georgia. It's a great way to see the southeastern seaboard. But new programs I'm doing for 2011 include a tour to West Virginia that will feature a two-night stay at the Greenbrier, Five Diamond Resort, beautifully renovated under new management. Also have a trip to another very famous resort, this one in not West Virginia, but Western Virginia, and it's the Homestead Resort, founded in 1764. George Washington stayed there, Jefferson Davis stayed there, Robert E. Lee stayed there, Thomas Jefferson stayed there. Everybody you've ever heard of have been to this resort in the hills of Western Virginia, and that's going to be paired with a trip to Washington, D.C. in early April.
And then there's thing, for example, we're going to feature Montana next year, so Glacier National Park and Yellowstone. And a lot of people have been to Yellowstone, don't know that. Within a couple hours' drive west of Yellowstone are a couple of magnificent old ghost towns, one which is a tourist trap and one which is a naturally preserved historical ghost town, so you can have the best of both worlds right next to each other. You've got a lot of really wonderful, amazing natural scenery in that area that we're going to highlight next year. I'm taking a group to Cape Cod to visit Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket Islands, something that we haven't done for a number of years. So this is all part of Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day, and what we do as a tour operator throughout the year is take people on vacation and make their dreams come true, and oftentimes in groups of 20 to 30 people.
We've talked about long destinations, places far away. What about you guys are famous for short day trips. Tell me about what you got going.
We started by taking people to baseball games 32 years ago, the Ballpark Express, and that still takes people to baseball games this year, 8 or 10 times a year. And we go to see just about every major Broadway show that comes to San Francisco. You can count on Sports Leisure going to regional theater in Woodland.
And also ballet and opera in the city, usually trying to go to matinee shows. So we leave after rush hour and we get back before dark.
And we go to regional theater up in the foothills. We also take people on day sightseeing trips and stuff like that. So if you've got visitors from out of town or things like that, it's a good bet. And if you see that there's a big museum exhibition or something in San Francisco, you can pretty much count on that Sports Leisure will be going.
Like the French Impressionists that are currently in the city, we've already taken, five, six buses, I think, to see
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Your travelers, you mentioned, I heard you say something to someone one day that sports leisure, a lot of people, you know, like to travel in groups. Others like to have that independence, where sports leisure vacation is a company that kind of fits both. And how does that, what does that mean?
Well, we pride ourselves on, you're right, Tom. Some people enjoy the security and the comfort and the camaraderie of traveling in a group of people. And some people don't like that structure. So what we try to do is kind of split the, is kind of split the difference in between one and the other and give people a little bit of structure and yet some free time and some freedom to do things that they might like to do when they're traveling.
Perfect example of that, and Teresa's still sitting here in the studio. I have to mention my trips to Myrtle Beach. Tom, we don't stay in a hotel, but we stay in condominiums. So people have a lot more elbow room. They have a kitchen. If they don't wish to go out, they can cook right there while they enjoy their oceanfront view. And in terms of the theaters in town, I don't tell them all, you're going to go see the Carolina Opry, even though it's the best and that's where I'm going. You don't have to go there. There's a lot of other theaters in town, and I give everyone the opportunity to pick the show of their liking or to have the night off and not pick a show at all.
And oftentimes when we go to New York, we do the same thing with Broadway. We give people an option of which Broad. We pick one show that we think is something that people should see, and then we allow them to pick another show. And is that a little bit more work, and is that a little more trouble? Yes, it is, but that's the way that we split the difference between the two. So enough about Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and you can find out all the information. We'll be at the Marriott Hotel on September the 11th.
At 4:15 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I want to know about those Willie Nelson tickets. You've got them in your hand right there.
Okay,
too.
Willie Nelson tickets to be given away here on this radio station when we return. It's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Changing schools can be a tough time for any child.
News Talk 1530 KFBK. This is the Travel Guys. I'm Tom Romano. On my left, Mark Hoffman of Sports Leisure Vacation. And time to give away a pair of tickets to see Willie Nelson. And right after that, who are we going to be talking to, Mark?
We are going to be talking with Casey Smith. Casey is with the Student Youth Travel Association, and she's going to tell us a little bit about students coming to Sacramento. But I'm right now, at least, I'm more interested in these Willie Nelson tickets here at Ironstone Amphitheater on September the 12th, Sunday evening. Wow.
Also featuring Leanne Rimes, ladies and gentlemen. And the question is a toughie.
Da-da-da.
Okay, the question is, we play a Willie Nelson song
on 921-1530.
On this radio show every other week, and what Willie Nelson song do we play as our theme song?
921-1530, if you know the answer. And you could win those two Willie Nelson tickets.
There you go. Okay, so once again, what's the title of the song that we play as our Travel Guys theme song? Done by Willie Nelson.
Two tickets to see Willie Nelson at the Ironstone Amphitheater on Sunday night, September the 12th. If you know the name of the theme song, 921-1530. The phones, they are lighting up. Let's just go to one here. Can we just take one live?
Yeah,
put this down. Hang that up. Do that. All right, here we got somebody live on the phone. Is this Dick?
Hi.
Hi, who are we talking to?
Janie Shattuck.
Hi, Janie.
Hi.
What's for the Willie Nelson tickets, what's the name of the theme song?
On the Road Again.
On the Road Again. What a tough answer that was.
Sorry we made it so tough on you guys. I guess I could have just said the could have been just the first caller wins.
Yeah, I guess so. Hang on the line, okay? And we'll get the tickets to you.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thanks.
Congratulations. Thank you for listening to the Travel Guys. All right, that was easy enough. That was easy enough, Mr. Romano.
I know. We don't like to make it too hard on
folks. You teased them all day long. All right, we've got another guest on the phone here, so let's keep it rolling. Casey Smith is joining us on the phone live now. Casey is with the Student Youth Travel Association, and she is in Sacramento for a very special event. So let's find out about that event and about the Student Youth Travel Association. Good afternoon, Casey.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you here. So tell us why the Student Youth Travel Association is in Sacramento this week.
Well, the Student Youth Travel Association is the voice of student travel. It brings together tour operators who plan student trips all across the country and actually worldwide. And they have a conference every year. It is being hosted in Sacramento where they bring together travel suppliers, attractions, hotels, and destinations. And they have an opportunity to meet with tour operators so they can plan spectacular travel experiences for students worldwide. And so this year our conference is here in Sacramento, and it's been a wonderful few days thus far, and it's been a great experience.
Well, and I just got to tell you, y'all guys have hit the all-time best August, late August weather in Sacramento history. I've lived here half a century. I don't ever remember anything like this again. So you're welcome to come back anytime if this is the kind of weather you can bring. Casey, we should tell folks who are listening out there, we talk about students traveling, and students traveling in Sacramento is a big part of the tourism economy because the number of kids who come to Sacramento because of the Railroad Museum, the Capitol, the Pony Express history, the Old Town effect, and come here for the day or for a couple of days are astronomical. I, as a tour operator, I'm out at the airport constantly, and the kids streaming in almost every morning in the spring and fall is astronomical in numbers. Those folks, those kids do represent a pretty good stake in the economy here in our city.
It definitely is a great opportunity to bring the tour operators here because the tour operators having the conference here give them an opportunity to see firsthand all of what Sacramento has to offer. We have had an opportunity to bring the tour operators to the Railroad Museum and see many of the sites around Sacramento, and it's a great way for them to learn firsthand so they're able to sell Sacramento as a destination and bring further kids here. And the student travel industry is over a $20 billion industry, and so it has a tremendous economic impact in Sacramento.
So when you see those kids wandering around Sacramento, just think to yourself, cha-ching. Casey, you are part of the Youth Foundation of SIDA. That is their philanthropic arm, their charitable arm. Tell us a little bit about what the Youth Foundation of SIDA does.
Well, as much as the Student Youth Travel Association promotes, you know, student travel as a whole, we realize that there's a lot of kids who just can't afford the opportunity to go on an educational class trip, whether it's through their school or other opportunities provided to them. So the SIDA Youth Foundation provides financial resources to help them be able to travel and experience what, you know, class travel has to offer. And we are very fortunate. One of the programs that we have every year is called our Silver Lining Program. And we take a group of students from the conference destination on a travel experience. And this past July, we took 32 students from Sacramento who were able to go to Orlando, Florida. And it was a great opportunity to meet students in Sacramento and really be able to impact the kids here who may not have the chance to experience travel. So it was a great opportunity, and they were actually at our breakfast this morning, and we got to see them again being back here, so it was wonderful.
Casey, I thank you for taking a few minutes out of your time to join us on the radio. Welcome again to Sacramento, and I hope that the folks who have come here find lots of student travelers for their products.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate it. Casey Smith from the Student Youth Travel Association. Mr. Romano, you have a puzzled look on your face.
No, it's not a puzzled look. It's kind of a happy look. You know, just 2 weeks ago, we gave away a trip to Hawaii, and we had an opportunity just a little earlier to visit with our winner, Vera, because we didn't have any time last week because we ran out. So let's take a listen to Vera's response from last week.
We're the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and Mark, we have Lucky Vero, actually Talented Vero.
Talented Vero with us, who won our Mystery Spot contest 2 weeks ago on the air. Congratulations, Vero. We were in such a hurry to get everything done and get off the air on time.
No, they were in a hurry to run us out of the studio because our time was up.
Yeah, well,
we took it right to the very end, didn't we?
We truly did. We truly did. What do you attribute your radio success to, Vera?
Oh, playing Trivial Pursuit and doing some traveling. So I'm interested in geography.
And I asked you if you had decided whether you were going to Hawaii or New York, and you gave me an extremely fast answer, and it was?
Hawaii.
And why did you decide that you want to go to Hawaii?
We have never been to Hawaii, and I've always wanted to go, and I was just excited that this is a great opportunity.
Ah, well, cool. Well, congratulations on a very fortuitous and a knowledgeable morning with the Travel Guys.
There you go. Congratulations once again, Vera. We're the Travel Guys. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap it up.
KFBK.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Hey, quickly, my alma mater, Mariloma High School, is celebrating its 50th birthday. If you would like to be a part of it, go to TravelGuysRadio.com, and all the information can be found there. Mariloma High School's 50th anniversary, October the 14th, TravelGuysRadio.com. We will see you next week. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Top news, weather, and traffic on the hour,
on the half,
and when news